Are you ready?
A Shot of Wrestling, episode 351, and away we go. Is that the message you got? We about to go live, but you're ready to rock. So take a shot. Oh, so take a shot. Oh, yeah. I'm a street breaker. I'm a heart breaker. This is my dawn. I'm a mold breaker. Rick Flair, Nature Boy, about to seek and destroy. It's an SOW. Let me hear you make noise. Take a shot, boy. Is that the message you got? We about to go live, but you're ready to rock. So take a shot. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of A Shot of Wrestling. I'm your host, at Michael J. Putty, joined this week, as always, Marcus Davenport. Shawn Marcus, what's going on, buddy?
What up?
How you doing?
What's going on, bro? Doing well. Doing pretty well.
Really? Great. Yeah. Good for you.
Why?
Why so well? What's going on? Spread the news.
Well, actually, there is some big news, actually, that I could officially announce. I am now part of Innovative Artists. I have been signed with I signed with him the other day, actually.
Cool.
Like, are we supposed to a big deal?
Are we supposed to know who that is? Like, can you expand on this? Explain to, in layman's terms, who these people are, what's going on, what that means?
All right, so Innovative Artists, it's a big agency. It's one of the biggest out there. I'm actually with them just strictly for commercials right now. They represent a lot of A-list talent like Amanda Seyfried, Rachel Brosnahan, Norma Reedus, the list goes on. Linda Hamilton.
And who were you with? I mean, you don't say the name of it, but this is Upgrade? That sounds like one.
Well, technically, so since I'm only with him right now for commercials, I can keep my prior representation as well with Maltby Talent. I'm represented with him down in the Southeast and here in New York. And I also have my manager as well, of course.
Of course. How are the Oscars? Do you think the Oscars? Your Super Bowl? Your WrestleMania?
It's funny because I'm a big football fan and wrestling fan, so like, it's a great time. No, Oscars, I loved it, man. I thought it was one of the best Oscars I've seen in a bit. What did you think? Did you watch it?
Yes, I did. It was good. It was fantastic. Flowed very nicely.
Right?
I love that it started hour early.
Yes.
Huge.
Yes, more of that, please.
Please.
Jimmy Kimmel, I thought, was a little rocky in the beginning of his monologue.
In the beginning, yeah.
But yeah, he picked it up. He picked it up.
Awesome. Yeah. We were not here last week. I was sick, and I wasn't supposed to be here this week. But your co-host canceled on you, Mark. So last minute, here you tagged me in. Hot tag.
Hot tag, man. Thank you for coming in, making the save.
Let's see how long this tea and medicine work before I pass out on you. But so far, it's all good.
We just need a body here. You know, it's fine. Yeah, I just need someone to
work.
That's
all I'm here to press the buttons. That's all I'm here to do is press the buttons, right? That's my job now.
That's
what I've been reduced to. Pressing the buttons and posting stuff.
You asked me to format the show, by the way. You did ask me to do that and to keep track of the time, et cetera, et cetera.
Huge lifesaver. Huge lifesaver. Thank you so much. You're the man. MVP. MVP, Marcus. And that's what you want us to say, right? You want the attention. Here you go. You'll shower Marcus
with
praise.
No, I'm just saying. Like, you're acting like I took things away from you. I'm just doing what you told me to do.
Right. You're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Anyway, it's WrestleMania season, Marcus. Let's get right to it.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
Well, what's trending this week?
All right, Putty. So some big news. This news keeps on going. We actually haven't covered it here yet on our show. Tim Marchman at Tim Marchman knew with Brandon Thurston and John Pollock, WWE President Nick Khan, Stephanie McMahon, among previously unnamed corporate officers mentioned as key figures in WWE sex trafficking lawsuit. That is pretty groundbreaking, Putty, right there. I mean, some were suspected about that. Whether like, those were the key officials, but now it has been confirmed. Putty, again, we didn't talk about the whole allegations before with Vince McMahon and all the text messages that came out before. We were trying to stay away from it, but like this story is progressing quite a bit. What the hell is going on in WWE?
How is this trending? Who's talking about this still? Yeah, of course.
Everyone.
They're
executives in the WWE, of course, are going to be named key figures. Doesn't mean they're involved in any way. There's key figures. What's that story?
Well, they apparently they knew, right? Okay. And they were covering it up. That's the allegation, essentially.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know. This is it's a crazy story that's been talked to death. We don't know. Again, we talked about this. It's weird for me to see this multi-billionaire, the man who shaped their whole franchise, using the capital letter U instead of the word U.
I mean, that...
It's just one of those things.
I've seen people text like that before, though.
Adult billionaires? Like, not 13-year-old girls?
Not 13-year-old girls, no.
But this whole thing is insane. That's the rumors why Stephanie left. This is the rumor why Shane left. There's a lot of contention within the family. It's crazy.
And then, like, one would have to think... You know, Triple H's name has not been mentioned on here thus far. But one would have to think that if Stephanie McMahon did know, right, that he would have to know as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you mean to tell me, like, you know, husband and wife, they're not talking about work shit?
You would imagine so.
Right? Like, that would be unbelievable. I do wonder, this is what I really want to get into, because, like, you know, there's a lot of allegations involved here and, like, legalities in here, and I really don't want to get into that. You know, if these people are found guilty, and then, yes, absolutely, that's disgusting, and justice does have its place here, for sure. But, like, we have to keep in mind, Vince McMahon is not the owner of WWE anymore. WWE is owned by TKO. Ari Emanuel runs this shit. It's completely corporate now, more so than ever. What does this mean for management right now? Does TKO do like a clean sweep to save face right now?
I don't think so. Then who's left to run the show?
It doesn't matter. They could put their own people in.
They don't know.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is on the board. He could have say, put his own people in.
Okay. I don't think so. Why? I don't fucking care. I guess save face, clean house, I guess. Okay. Get rid of Triple H. Okay. Get rid of one of the smartest men in the business because he might have heard something with his wife. Okay. You're the company. You're making billions of dollars. Do what you want to do.
But then he didn't do anything about it. That's the thing. That he didn't do anything. It's just to clean house, get rid of all the shit, pretty much. Like, you've seen corporations do that.
Yeah, so do it now.
Like,
then.
Corporations have done that just to save face, to save the brand, if you will.
Okay. I don't think people are going to give them shit if they decide to do that. Then Triple H will land on his feet somewhere else. Okay, do what you got to do. I wonder, my more question is, who are you going to replace him with? You guys are riding high. You're making billions of dollars, setting records everywhere you go. Who are you going to replace him with?
Well, if this is indeed true, would you not agree then these people deserve to go?
I don't know the full allegations of what did they know, what did they not know.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. I mean, if they knew everything, if they helped cover it up, for example, would you not agree?
Knowing something and covering up something are two different things, too. If apparently everybody knew this was going on, allegedly. Covering up is a different story.
Right. I mean, these are big names up here. You know, Stephanie McMahon obviously not involved in the company anymore, mm-hmm. but like it could implicate Triple H. Nick Khan, obviously a central figure here. You're right. I mean, like who would they be replaced with? I mean, like again, like I'm not like throwing stones right here, but you know, one does have to think like how corporations work. Like I wouldn't be shocked if this were to happen. If Ari Emanuel is like, fuck this, you're all out, and I'm putting my people in. What would that mean for WWE? What would that mean for wrestling as a whole, if that's the case? If they just replace them with just regular corporate stooges?
Shit show. It would be a shit show. You have corporate stooges running AEW. You're not a fan of AEW. AEW's not doing good right now, is it?
I mean, there's no corporate stooges in there. You have wrestlers running the place. You have Tony Khan, who doesn't know anything.
Well, he's a stooge. He's a corporate stooge. His own corporate stooge, I guess.
Not a corporate stooge. He's just a billionaire who loves wrestling. That's it. I wouldn't necessarily call him a corporate stooge.
You run the risk of the House of Cards starting to tumble.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a powerful enough, smart enough name to bring in there that's willing to do the job. I don't see Eric Bischoff doing it. And what other names come to mind right now? Nobody.
Paul Heyman?
He was there too. Maybe he knew something. If you're going to clean the house, clean the whole fucking house.
But like what... Paul Heyman, was he there as a talent? He wasn't necessarily there as like an official role, though.
At one point, wasn't he in charge of Raw? But then again,
well, that was before this alleged incident happened in 2021.
Who knows how long this has been going on?
I mean, yeah, I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. I'm sure this is not just the only one. I wouldn't be surprised if more cases come out here.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I mean, yeah, I mean, Brock Lesnar's name is implicated here, and him and Paul Heyman pretty tight. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, Paul Heyman, I'm sure, might know something, too. You're right. Fuck, dude, I don't know. The Rock's boy, Brian, what's his last name, Gerwitz, maybe?
No, he's been a producer around WWE for a long time. I'm always talking about someone else. Maybe the name's similar. But who knows? There's always it's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon now.
Pretty much. It's going to be interesting to see. I'm definitely going to keep my eyes on this one, see how this all shakes out. But Putty, moving on here to some big news that broke out today. So WrestleOps at WrestleOps, WWE's Shayna Baszler will be competing at Josh Barnett's Bloodsport X for GCW on Thursday, April 4th, 2024 during WrestleMania week. This is huge. I think it's bigger than what people even realize. WWE is getting involved in the indies. And they have before, but like that was through like Booker T's school. This is outside of that. We've never seen this happen before. Do you think WWE is going to participate more in the indies now that they've completely changed directions from Vince McMahon?
I don't see why not. I mean, GCW is a huge, huge name. They were involved. Yeah. They were involved with Evolve for a while. So maybe this is just that partnership growing even more because GCW is blowing up. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see more people on this show or going forward, future GCW shows going forward. Indies as a whole, I'm not too sure. Probably not. But this
they'll probably be very selective. I mean, it's not necessarily going to be like every single indie show out there. There's a lot of indies in this country.
This might be their new Evolve. Or a step in that
GCW?
Direction. Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. That would be a big thing. That would be a big deal for GCW.
At least this event, Bloodsport's a huge, big. I remember Green Man looking to go to Bloodsport. What these are WrestleMania 30 or 34? That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So.
Or you know, at the very least, you know, it makes sense for during WrestleMania time because WrestleMania week, it's a big deal for the indies.
The world's there. Yeah.
Right, to get involved. But you know, this also means, like someone brought this up on Twitter, that you could see some WWE AEW Impact crossover going on at some of these events.
Maybe. That'd be cool.
Definitely. Like, you think about how much, like, AEW, how many AEW and Impact talents get involved in the indies, TNA. Even BCW.
Maybe, yeah. So there's something to think about. What AEW talent are with GCW right now? John Moxley? Anybody else?
John Moxley? Marina Shafir?
Okay. Can you do GCW?
She's done Bloodsport.
Oh, actually, okay. That's cool. There you go. These two can partner up.
So Marina, Shayna Baszler, there's that connection. Maybe Ronda Rousey makes an appearance over there.
Maybe that's what this whole thing is leading towards, yeah.
Probably. And, like, rumor has it that this is not the end of it right now. There's more talent expected to be announced for this.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Fascinating, man. Like, ever since Vince McMahon has given the reins over to TKO, they've expanded the universe. Beforehand, WWE used to just be a bubble. There's nothing, no other wrestling outside of it. And, you know, they've acknowledged every single promotion out there, pretty much. They've acknowledged, mm-hmm. including AEW, on programming.
Yeah.
So this is huge, and I love it, man. I think this is good for business.
Yeah, definitely, because fans are not stupid. We know there's other things out there. I understand storyline, building your whole brand, universe. I got it. It worked. I loved it when it came out. It took some time, but it was great. But then you see them talking about WWE Universe, and you go over to something like an Impact or a TNA, where they're talking about other promotions and WWE, AEW, this. It's refreshing. It's, oh, yeah, I'm not stupid. I know about this. Or I can learn about who this person is, their Japan titles or Mexico titles. It's refreshing. So, yeah, I hope this is a step in the right direction.
Great for the fans. Great for the fans. Can you imagine going to one of these events and seeing, like, such a super show? Like I said, like, you know, seeing these different talents from different promotions along with some of your favorite indie stars. Like, it doesn't get better than that.
Nope, not at all. That was great. Huge. This is, I'm still amazed. This is awesome.
I understand what you're saying about GCW being the next Evolve, and I could see that happening, but I hope it just doesn't end there. I hope they do expand to other independent promotions. I think that'd be phenomenal. You know, imagine having someone from WWE in BCW. Like, how sick that would be.
That'd be great. Hope so. Darius Carter was LA Knight? Yeah.
Oh, imagine that.
That'd be great. Book it.
You'd be the one benefiting from that. You'd be the one calling it, probably. Yeah,
damn right. Me and Corey Graves, let's do this.
Oh, get a little crossover going on.
There you go. Get AJ. Let's get AJ on the phone. Let's get him doing this.
Let's the wheels turn. Done.
Yeah.
Let's get this done.
Please.
Come on now.
But yeah, this is definitely a step in the right direction. It's very exciting for all wrestling fans. Again, we always say this is a good time to be a wrestling fan. Here's another example of it.
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more, man. But buddy, that is all I have for the news, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
Done. Finito.
So before the show started, folks, you know, I'm sick. I'm still recovering. It's kind of working its way out of the system. I'm very tired and very weak, but here I am. But so right before the show started, I had to, you know, clear the passageways a little bit. I didn't want Mark to see. I don't want Mark to hear.
Oh, no. Oh, no, stop.
So I turned the microphone off. I turned the camera off. Oh, no. And I just, like, did what we got to
no.
do. And I come back, and I... Mark Davenport Schwann is serenading me with an Academy Award-nominated song called I Am Ken. And so I pressed record.
Yeah, of course he did. Of course he did.
And I don't want this gem kept to myself. You know, I'm a sharer. So since we had the time, you know, Mark was...
I hate you.
Mark was, you know, singing to himself, so it's a little low. I'll try to raise the volume up a little bit, but here is...
No, you don't have to raise it.
Here is Marcus Davenport Schwann singing I Am Ken. Take a listen, and then watch the Oscar performance and see which one you like better. Marcus, take it away.
I want to know if the love to be the real thing. Is it a crime when I'm not hot? Or I want to be nice. It's my mom, I'm with you on my dream. I'm no dreamer. I'm just Ken, and where else I'd be a 10. Is it my destiny to live and die in a life of poetry? I'm just Ken, where I see how she sees a friend. Will take you to see the number and fight for me. I'm just kidding, I'm getting stuff. Then check me out again. I'm just kidding. My name's Ken.
It's time for this week's TV Takedown.
Good job, Mark. Good job. Yeah. Well done. No, I wish I was recorded on video. So those of you watching on the video, you missed out. Go check the audio version of this. But Mark, good job, buddy. Good job.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Ryan Gosling, eat moving your heart
on.
Out.
Okay.
I would have voted for you that one. You're just kidding.
You're enjoying this way too much.
It was a good job. It was a good job. Good job, buddy. No. I think I took full credit of it because I'm the one who put the song in for you at karaoke when we went out for our birthdays. And now just manifesting itself, here we are. Good job, bud. What were turning the TV in this week?
Okay, yeah. Let's get into that. So let's start off with Monday Night Raw. Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch, this rivalry's been heating up leading to WrestleMania. But there's someone else also involved in here. Liv Morgan has been trending. WrestleOps at WrestleOps. After suffering a loss to Becky, Liv Morgan tells Rhea Ripley that she's going to take away everything she loves. Harsh words from Liv Morgan here. Sounds like a big-time threat. Putty, do you think Liv Morgan should be involved in this match at WrestleMania?
No. Why? Bye.
Wow. Okay.
You had your opportunity. Very exclusive. You lost. Why? You're just going to get participation trophy and get handed back into the match? No, you got your beef. Your beef isn't with Rhea Ripley. You're beefing with Nia Jax. Go deal with Nia Jax, please.
I don't know, man. Like, I think there's a lot of meat here. You know, Liv Morgan, that was a hell of a threat. You know, like, what does that necessarily mean? She's coming after everything. Like, the woman's title, Judgment Day, like, everything she loves. Dom.
Maybe.
Buddy Matthews.
Who?
What?
Who's that guy?
Who's that guy? I don't know, man. I think I disagree with you because I like Liv Morgan a lot. She's definitely grown on me over the years. You know, she definitely has something there. I feel like as much as I want to see Becky versus Rhea 101, right? I think, how do we just dismiss Liv Morgan, everything that's going on here, and her body of work that she's been putting in? Like, what are you going to have her go 101 with Nia Jax at WrestleMania? I don't know about that.
That's the beef here. I mean, Nia Jax interrupted her match with, no, Becky Lynch interrupted her match with Nia Jax, right? And then the vice versa happened the following week. It just seems her beef is with Nia Jax and now Becky Lynch, but nothing. She has nothing to do with Rhea Ripley. She just butthurt she lost that match.
She has nothing to do with Rhea Ripley. They have history, bro.
The whole arm thing, that was a year plus ago, I guess. I guess you can call that back.
Of course you call it back. They were tag team champions even. Like, okay. there's a lot there.
Okay.
But we don't care at all.
No, we have a triple threat match for the United States Championship. We're going to have another triple threat match, two triple threat matches.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a good point.
Unless you include Nia Jax in it and make it a fatal four-way.
It does seem like that could be a direction as well. I mean, there's just so much.
But then if you make it a fatal four-way,
so much talent on this roster.
What's the fucking point of that elimination chamber? Both of those women lost. Becky Lynch has a one-on-one match. Then what was the point of the elimination chamber then? Include Raquel Gonzalez then again.
There's no way in hell Liv Morgan doesn't get involved in this match, though.
Something's going to go.
Like, I understand your point about, like, you know, this might be one too many triple threat matches at WrestleMania. I understand that. And that is a good, solid point. I just feel like, you know, everything that you see on TV or movies or whatever, everything is for a reason, right? In wrestling as well. When Liv Morgan makes a threat like that to Rhea Ripley, I feel like that's for a reason. And whether she's involved in the involved actually in a match as in triple threat or fatal four-way, or she interferes in Becky's behalf, one has to think Liv Morgan is definitely going to be banging heads with Rhea Ripley at some point at WrestleMania, legally or illegally.
Maybe. Definitely. They're setting something up here. We don't know how it's going to pan out. We still have a couple weeks left. I think 2-3 weeks left. 3 weeks left. Plenty of time for her to get involved in this match somehow. But again, I don't see why she would get involved if she lost the chamber match.
So I mean, it's wrestling though. I mean, like,
no, totally. We've seen it before many times too.
What? Right? She lost. I'm going, okay, I lost. I'm just going to go over here now and catering. Oh man, that's not how it's going to play out.
So why can't the other woman do the same thing?
I mean, that's a fair point. Why can't – it's just writing. Yeah. The writing's involved. They want Liv Morgan involved, clearly. Liv Morgan – okay, let's bring this up. Liv Morgan is one of the top sellers of merch in the women's division for WWE.
Is she?
She's number two, right behind Rhea Ripley.
Just one shirt, doesn't she? I don't know, my voice cracked.
I'm not sitting here taking inventory of exactly shirts that they have, but that statistic was out there.
Good for her.
So – no, yeah, absolutely good for her. Liv Morgan, people love her, man. She's always trending. People love her. She's got a shitload of followers. You hear the fan reaction. She's getting better in the ring. Like, there's a lot of people behind her here. Clearly, creative is behind her as well. So that's what I'm saying. Like, especially when the numbers are backing her up, how do you not have her involved in WrestleMania?
I'm sure they'll find a way. But in this match, I don't know. It's off-putting to me.
Why is that? What is that off-putting for you? Is it because you just want to see Becky versus Rhea 101, or you just don't like Liv Morgan?
I don't even want to see that. It's just...
Really?
They had Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch one-on-one was the match going into WrestleMania before the fucking chamber match. The Elimination Chamber was a waste of my fucking time.
I mean, Elimination Chamber was very predictable. Very predictable.
But she won it. So now she is the number one contender officially. So if you're building to this one-on-one match before the fucking chamber, you got the chamber match... You got the chamber outcome you wanted. Now, the match you've been building since the Royal fucking Rumble is going to change like that?
But how many times have we seen that happen? Even the Royal Rumble. Like, you know, we, like, for instance, when Bryan Danielson and Edge and Batista, Edge and Roman Reigns, excuse me, had their main event, right?
Yeah.
We also saw, actually, speaking of Brian Danielson, Batista, and was it Triple H?
Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, excuse me.
Yeah.
So, like, things could change in
a heartbeat. Yes, absolutely. Look at Kofi Kingston.
Right.
So things could change, absolutely. I'm just saying, for me, I am not fully behind this for me to say, yeah, change it. Let's do this. I want to see this. See what happens. I mean, if she gets involved, okay. It won't be a bad match. She's not going to win, but it won't be a bad match.
Well, it seems like you're not even into the Becky Rhea thing, so.
I think this was just too predictable. They were forcing it down my throat before the fucking Elimination Chamber. There was no predictability. There's no like, oh, who's going to win?
Who would you want Rhea Ripley to face at WrestleMania if it was up to you?
No, I don't even know who's on the fucking card.
Fair enough.
I'll get back to you.
All right, moving on then. All right, buddy, let's go on to NXT. Maybe this will liven you up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Roxanne was trending all throughout the show. She's absolutely crushing it. She at Live Rocks? Sure. So far, she's killing this heel run. She killed her babyface run. She can tell a story, cut a good promo, and never puts on a bad match. She is the full package and will be the face of this company one day. Roxanne Perez, greater than. Lots of people sharing similar sentiments about Roxanne all throughout Twitter, throughout this promo, even like the last week with the heel turn. Buddy, what do you think about this? Is Roxanne indeed the future of WWE?
I mean, that was the overall sentiment when they signed her, right? Mm-hmm. Roxanne Perez, less than nobody. Let's finish that sentence. This heel run she's on, phenomenal. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Can we call it a run of 2 weeks? Come on. She turned last week. She got a heel promo. Let's hold up a little bit. yeah,
you know how Twitter is. People tend to overreact all the time.
So annoying. But yeah, I mean, she was
high. Like last week it was Tiffany Stratton is the future of this company.
Yeah, now she is. Now she's on the main event, main roster. Roxanne's still now in NXT. Probably going to be holding that division down for a little bit. Great babyface. The crowd loves her. Talking about Liv Morgan. Everyone loves Roxanne. Let's see how she is a heel. I'm excited. See, can she still hold that attention from the audience? I think she can. We saw her on Tuesday. I'm excited to see what heel Roxanne can do because I don't know much about if you've ever seen heel Roxanne.
Yeah, I don't recall ever seeing Roxanne being heel, even back in the independents. But, you know, I mean, like, listen, she's wrestled in quite a few different venues, so I could be very wrong in that.
Usually are. And now Tiffany Stratton's gone. We need a top heel in that company, division.
So. Yeah, Corey Jade's injured, so absolutely. No, you're right. And Roxanne, I mean, yeah, I mean, she did flip that switch pretty nicely. It kind of reminds me of AJ Lee, in a sense. They wrestle pretty similar. And AJ Lee, I mean, when she was in WWE, I know it's not necessarily the same women's division it is now, but AJ Lee was the face of that women's division for quite some time. Roxanne, listen, she can go. I mean, like, there was never the question. The question was, can she take what she had from the indies, right, and transcend that into WWE and become a main player there? So far, so good.
Yep.
WWE, though, I mean, it's a stacked roster, man. Like, I even posed a question to Shaw of Wrestling the other day about Will Ospreay. People were talking about how Triple H probably dropped the ball not signing Will Ospreay. So I did pose a question out there. And quite a few people were saying, what place would Will Ospreay even have on WWE roster? It's stacked. Stacked. Mm-hmm. To say for sure, and again, I enjoy Roxanne's work. I think Roxanne is a phenomenal performer, phenomenal wrestler. But to say for sure that she's definitely the future of the company, yeah, she's a total package. But, like, again, we were talking about Tiffany Stratton last week. You still have Becky Lynch on there. You still have Bianca Belair. You have Jade Cargill. You have a stacked roster, man. Probably the most stacked this roster's ever been.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Great time. No more gone are the days of the bathroom break matches.
Totally.
You know, it's or maybe they'll get one match on the show. Yeah, it's a stacked roster, stacked top to bottom, and even in NXT, they're doing a great job over there. Roxanne will probably be the future of this women's division. Yeah, she's going to be the, like, the one person? No. You have a collective there. Like Trish, Lita, might be part of that tandem.
I mean, Roxanne could be. She could be. What do you think? All right, so we followed her beforehand. Has she improved dramatically since the Indies, do you think?
I think so. I mean, dramatically, is it heavy? I would say no. She's definitely improved.
I would say no too, as far as dramatically.
Yeah, I want to say dramatically because she was good coming in there already. She's still good,
and that's not a knock. That's not a knock because of the fact that she was always good. Yeah. But like, what I would say she's improved on for sure is the character work. You know, like we never really got to see her shine with that. You know, in ROH or in the Indies per se. So now it's like it's kicked it up to another level. So if you want to talk about dramatically in a sense, like what changed with her with that, this would be it. And you need that in WWE. You need that to become a star. So yeah. It's great to see as a heel and as a face.
Which is what NXT is about. And they're giving her the tools and she's taking full advantage of them. So excited. Because to me, she was just like that Bailey hugger figure. There was no real in-depth characters. Sweet, bubbly, you know, happy, happy, joy, joy. I'm happy to be here. But now we're getting some really in-depth persona, some darkness, some edge. Let's do this. I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to see what comes of this. I'm excited to see at what point she goes to the main roster as well. Yeah, definitely lots of things to be excited about for the future of this company as far as talent goes. I know we addressed earlier in the show lots of possible questions in the corporate structure here, but at least talent-wise, what a time, man. Like, seriously.
Absolutely.
Moving on here, Putty. Going on to AEW. Staying in the women's division here. Mercedes Moné, I think, was the worst kept secret going to AEW I've ever seen.
Ridiculous.
But she did make her debut finally. AEW blog at AEW underscore blog. Quoting Mercedes Moné, I need to be here. I want to be here. AEW is the only place this revolution can be global. What a Mercedes Moné there. Dream matches for Mercedes versus Julia Hart versus Tay Mello versus Anna Jay versus Megan Bain versus Britt Baker versus Jamie Hayter versus Saraya versus Chris Statlander. Putty, my question to you is this. What match or matches are you looking forward to the most right now that Mercedes Moné is officially all elite?
Dream matches? These names? I never had a dream. Well,
they're saying this is dream match. This person's saying dream matches, but like I'm just saying what matches in general.
Stretch. I mean, Deonna Purrazzo.
Yeah, I'm surprised that name wasn't in there, right?
Yeah, let's put in Tay Mello, but let's not dream about Deonna Purrazzo. Then you got Britt Baker, right? That'd be awesome.
That one for me, I'd be very curious about.
Curious, not any match styles, maybe, but more character work with her and Toni Storm. That should be interesting. Mm. I mean, dream matches, I guess you want to call it. Maybe like,
what would be the hottest feud for Mercedes Moné?
I don't know. Any of these could be a hot feud. It's just how they're booked and written.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like AEW, they're so hit or miss with the feuds. They're all about just the matches. Like, they'll throw, like, big-time matches within a day's notice without any type of real build-up, which annoys me about AEW. Some people dig it. I don't. Like, give me some meat there. Like, let's have a story, you know? And I feel like there's a big difference here. This person's talking about matches, and maybe this person is along the lines of, like, yeah, just give me a match. I don't know. I'm not judging. But like for me, it's all about the feud. So like what feud do you think would be the blockbuster for Mercedes Moné?
Probably Toni Storm right now. Because she's the champion. The character works and the promo she's cutting are next to none in that company right now. Maybe she wants to help out Julia Hart, I guess. Julia Hart isn't really too much verbal, right? She doesn't really cut too many promos.
Yeah, I think right now to kick things off, I feel like you need a good verbal sparring here along with a solid match.
Which is great for
play into the strengths of Mercedes Moné.
Welcome back, Britt Baker.
I mean, that's the money match, I think.
Boston versus right Pittsburgh. There. That's maybe your London match.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's August. Right. Yeah, August 25th. So again, it's hard to. I'm also drawing a blank on what other women are on that roster because that also.
You know what I would really like to see, and yes, I know we've seen it in WWE before, but like just for the story itself, it's Saraya. Mm-hmm. Like think about it, the last time Saraya competed in a WWE ring was Sasha Banks. Part of the reason why she had to end her career short.
Oh, that was her, right?
Yeah. You know, yeah, I mean, the story writes itself there.
It's true. I totally forgot that was her.
You know, like, Saraya could obviously still go. They both know how to tell a story. The story's already set up. Fuck. Like, they both can definitely talk. There's so much that can go there. And again, yeah, I know. We've seen in WWE, I know. But, like, seeing this chapter of it unfold in AEW, I think the money's there.
Yeah.
That's the feud.
Plus, you know, AEW loves to pick up on WWE feuds. You can weave that into the storyline easily. And again, that whole thing that happened with her neck, I didn't even think that was her. So easy callback. Easy feud right there. Great. Book it. Let's see it.
Book it, right?
Let's see it.
But yeah, Deonna Purrazzo, like you said before, though, is another one. Like, I don't necessarily know how much of a story they could tell. I'm sure they could figure something out. But the match by itself, I think, would be amazing.
What do you need promos? Amazing. Yeah. Just build it. Let me see that. The virtuoso against the CEO now? Book it. Let's do this. No title.
Another one did it. Yeah. No, just let them go. Let them go. Another one they didn't mention either was Athena. Or they consider more ROH.
That's what I was thinking too. I was going to say her name, but she's probably more ROH. Isn't she the ROH champion still?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, she. No, I don't know when she's laying that one up.
Yeah, worst kept secret though. I just loved how she said that she's home. You know, this is the only place she wants to be.
The whole jargon, like we insert "I'm home" promo here. We've heard it time and time.
Did
again.
She say she's home in AEW or she's home because she's in Boston?
I mean. Yeah, that's true. She's in Boston.
But she wants to be right here. This is the only place she could do this revolution worldwide. But then didn't she say in an interview she's definitely going back to WWE? I don't know the full story. I just heard the headline.
I saw a headline. I don't necessarily you know how that goes. People cherry pick. I saw a full quote somewhere else and it seemed like it had nothing to do with WWE.
Oh, I heard the exact quote that she was going back to WWE. I just heard the snippet. I didn't see the whole song. But I heard her say that.
Okay. Okay.
It's
hard to believe for like anything on Twitter anymore, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, that would make sense for her to go back one day to WWE. Like, she's got a lot going on over there. Lots of friends. She's for sure a Hall of Famer.
So, yeah, this is the worst kept secret. Not a surprise at all. You know, I was never a big Sasha Banks fan. I'm not a big Mercedes Moné fan. But they did a
really?
Great. Yeah. They did a great job presenting
you're
her.
You're hating on the women today, man. Shit.
I know. I liked Britt Baker. I loved Deonna Purrazzo, Roxanne.
Now he's backpedaling.
Bailey. Now I lost my spot. Oh, yeah, but she was presented as a huge superstar. So they did a great job presenting her. They did a great job bringing her in, even though it was a hard-kept secret.
They
so
did.
Great.
They did.
They often hit or miss with them.
What did you think? I feel like I'm in a minority here. What did you think of the music? Real fast as we wrap this one up.
It's right. It was okay.
Yeah, right. Right,
I saw something.
Like, I don't know why. Like, I just feel like it
I saw somebody on Instagram compare it to somebody. I don't know who was it. Roman Reigns. I forgot what theme song they compared it to. It sounds similar to that. Isn't most of the song the crowd chanting CEO? I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, good chant. Right. Good chant. She got a good reaction. I feel it didn't seem like they did ratings wise what they thought they would do, but. Could just because it was like the worst kept secret in town. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely horrible.
But let's move
especially
on.
When though, especially when you see these pictures of your arenas half empty. I understand you want to sell tickets. This would have been a huge surprise on like a Revolution or a pay-per-view or randomly on a Dynamite as a surprise. It would have been awesome, but what do I know?
I don't know. Moving on though, buddy. Going on to SmackDown. breaking a trend here. We're going to the men's division right now. We talked a lot about different subjects. SmackDown's been hot, by the way. Lots of different storylines going on here for WrestleMania. Big time matches coming up. We've talked about Damage Control. We've talked about The Rock to death. WrestleOps at WrestleOps. We're going to go into Logan Paul right now. Logan Paul will defend the United States Championship against Randy Orton and Kevin Owens in a triple threat match at WrestleMania 40. So the match is official there, buddy. What do you think? Does Logan Paul stand a chance in hell to retain his United States Championship at WrestleMania?
I want to say no, because he's had a nice run with it. Good job exceeding far expectations. I think he's had a decent run, decent title run. But then a couple days ago, he announced on his show, SummerSlam is going to be in his hometown. So I don't see how he's not walking to SummerSlam as a champion.
Well, he could be walking in as a contender for a world championship.
He did that already. I don't see that happening again.
They did that with Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah. So,
you know.
No, but I think he's going to retain here.
Wow. The triple threat does kind of help with that.
Yeah. Plus, no DQs. His boys can get involved. The Brass Knuckles can get involved. KSI can get involved. There's so many ways they can do this.
Like, Randy Orton and Kevin Owens have a good thing going right now, but it's a triple threat. They're going to be one winner. So, yeah. That they may come to blows there.
They're going to have to.
I don't know. Then again, like, so we're going to see Prime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be like the logo in the middle of the mat. Is Logan Paul really going to take the pinfall in the middle of his Prime drink?
Well, I mean, he doesn't have to lose. Randy Orton can beat Kevin Owens and you go that route.
I mean, that is true. That is true. Although I don't see that happening. I think if Logan Paul loses, I think he takes the pin.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm trying to like talk it out here. Should I see the scenarios how this can go? Do you see like Randy Orton or Kevin Owens turning heel after this match?
I don't think so. I don't know who would you turn heel here. I think they're both running highs right now, both in a good placement on the card as faces. I don't know who would
someone brought this up before, and I forgot who it was. I want to say it was Kevin. Anywho. About the possibility, like, Cody Rhodes wins the Universal Championship, right?
Hopefully.
That Randy turns heel and gets into a program with Cody Rhodes.
Okay.
Like, so like, you're asking, like, you know, which one would turn heel because, like, they're both such big baby faces. That would be the most interesting one to set that up.
I would like to see that. Or again, talking about stories the whole night. Stories already built in there, legacy already there. Mm-hmm. So that would be a great feud to see, especially with who doesn't love heel Randy Orton?
Right.
Probably one of the best ever.
Like he's fun right now as a face. It's probably his best like face run.
Yeah. Because it's almost taken away from him. So now you can tell he's enjoying it because now he's got it back. He's enjoying it.
Oh, dude, he's having a blast. But he loves, that sick fuck loves being a heel.
Yeah. He's good at it. Again,
he's
one of the best.
Great at it.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally. And like, ooh, to go in that storyline, Randy Orton versus Cody Rhodes for the championship.
Those promos.
Heel Randy Orton.
That'd be great.
Ooh, oof. Sign me up. If that's what it's leading to, if Logan Paul is going to come out there retaining U.S. championship, if we're getting a heel Randy Orton as a result for that, then sign me up. Then sign me the fuck up. I'm here for it.
Okay. Does he turn heel right after Mania? Or at Mania?
I feel like if Logan Paul walks out the winner, there's going to be something between Randy and Kevin Owens. One of them's turning heel at Mania.
Okay.
And my money would be on Randy Orton if that's the case. Tell me I'm wrong. Like, am I wrong in seeing this through? Or
no, I mean, it's your opinion. I can't tell you you're wrong. But I don't see that happening.
Yeah, what do you see happening?
I see one of his boys screwing him over. And he squeaks out with a cheap victory.
And that's that.
Yeah.
I mean, his boys, they always fail. You know, yeah. Like they don't necessarily, they're not necessarily like wrestlers.
Or you have the,
I don't know. Or, oh, you mean like Waller and Austin Theory.
They can come and get involved too. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
There's a standing feud with both of them already.
Mm.
So there's so many ways they can go here. I just see him wanting to walk in Cleveland as champion.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny when you say his boys. Like, you know, I think of his like, cronies from his podcast.
That's what I meant,
right?
But then I was thinking about the A-Town Down Under coming in too.
Yeah, that's the bigger threat.
Absolutely.
Those, I mean, I know that their ratings are in the low 70s on WWE 2K24, but you know they do pose a real life threat here in this match.
I'm loving that they're doing that, by the way. Because
year after year,
we're always talking about, oh, what's your Madden rating? What's your Madden rating? Oh, this person, I want to be the 99 club in Madden. And then now they're releasing the WWE 2K ratings, which I'm loving. And I also like the fact that, like, oh, this is the hotly contested talk about of the locker room every year. No, it's not. But they're making it seem like it's been this huge thing. But now,
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if it is. I mean, we know wrestlers pretty well.
To the extent they're making like, it. No, it's not the Madden ratings.
Are you kidding me? Okay. You mean to tell me BCW, if there's a BCW video game, you don't mean to tell me people wouldn't be talking about their fucking ratings? Come on now, buddy.
Okay. You probably would be, but it's not. It's not talked about like in like fans aren't talking about it. It's not talked about online.
No.
We're not checking
ratings.
Maybe he's talking about the locker room. I didn't think about that. Maybe, yeah.
The locker room is definitely talking about it.
Maybe that's why they're showing it. It's great.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah.
You know someone that. Like you know someone in the locker room like, dude, Sony, I should be at least an 85.
And plus when they're showing these matchups and the ratings, like I think tonight it was like Randy Orton was, what, 90-something, and Grayson Waller was 70s?
91. Yeah, and I love the fact that, I think it was Corey Graves, probably, according to the ratings here, clear mismatch.
Clear mismatch, yeah. It was a tag team match, pretty deadly, versus the two British guys. And
they were all evenly ranked. Yeah.
Three of them were 76, one was Butch was 75. I'm like, poor Pete Dunne. It's 1 degree lower? Why? I don't know how they ranked them, but whatever.
I don't know.
Quickly, before I know we're running out of time here. Last time I was on the show, I talked about how Rock's promo sucked. It was boring. Tonight was the Rock I want to see.
Okay. I should have brought the Rock then tonight. Rock.
Minus the little singing concert he had when he was talking about Cody's mom and the belt. And like the, he wasn't being goofy. He wasn't being stupid. He wasn't playing out to the crowd. He was looking right in the camera talking. That's the Rock I want to see. That's the heel Rock I missed. Great job tonight.
Did you finally watch the 21-minute promo on social media from last week?
Last week, no. Then he did another one, like 8-minute one today or yesterday, right?
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah.
I didn't see that one either. But
the 21. I'm sorry, not last week. The last show we did together.
Yeah, the one talking about the dog. Yeah, that was the first one.
Dude, you gotta watch that one. That was so good.
Yeah. So like, would you stay away from like the clowny, like stupid nicknames and cheap heat stuff? Great, loving it. Keep it up.
I like the nicknames.
But you like any of the nicknames I give you?
Fuck your story.
I don't know what that means. I don't know why you're being so hostile against me. But how about we just move on?
It's from the promo. Watch the promo.
I'm busy that day. Mark, any go-home thoughts for you, my friend?
Yeah. I would like to address the New York Jets quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
Please put some respect on his name. Be respectful, please. Former future vice president of the United States.
That's what can we just clear this up already? Can you just come out and say like, no, I am not going to be RFK's running mate, or say that you are, because if that's the case, if he has to go and campaign with RFK, that means he can't be the quarterback for the Jets, right?
Nope.
Right. Fucking Aaron Rodgers. Fuck. I knew this. This was like. I hated everything about this trade. Hated with a passion.
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Because he's so full of shit.
Okay.
He's such a piece of shit. Talented? Sure. Fine. Great. But fuck. And I love the fact that like he's saying about like, oh, we need to stop all the drama and the sideshows, the distractions. And we have this?
Yep, man.
Not happy, buddy. I'm not happy.
You still have time to find a new one, right? Draft, free agency?
No, we don't. Like, free agency, who's available at quarterback?
You still have Zach Wilson?
I mean,
did you get rid of him yet?
No one wants him. No one wants him. Steelers were able to trade Kenny Pickett, but we can't get rid of Zach Wilson.
Somebody's got to pick him up.
Who would want? Would you want him?
You got to retrain him, get his confidence back. He wasn't bad, but he just lost all his confidence in his shitty system. He's gonna.
Once a quarterback loses their confidence, it's almost impossible for them to get it back in the NFL.
Okay. Anyway, not your problem. He's going to be gone soon. I don't see him keeping him next season.
Who's Zach? Yeah. No. Well, I don't, he's gone. But, like, we have Tyrod Taylor now, I guess. Okay. I guess he'll be our starting quarterback if Aaron Rodgers does indeed decide to run with
first-round draft pick. Nice. Good.
From when?
I don't fucking remember.
The dude can't stay healthy. Someone, he's not a first-rounder.
Somebody was saying how the Jets are now the front-runners in the face of the AFC East.
Fuck off. Who said that? A fucking idiot said that.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was. It was on Instagram. Because the Bills have a fire sale. The Bills aren't going to do anything next year. They're selling everybody off. The Patriots are the Patriots.
The Bills are still going to be good.
Dolphins are injured. So the Jets...
Dolphins, who's injured in the Dolphins?
Half our defense is still injured. Remember, they got hurt late in the season, so they won't be back until like halfway through the season. So we're going to be screwed there.
They're picking people up. They'll have to draft to address that stuff. I think the Dolphins will be fine. Bills will be fine. Patriots are going to be a shit show. And the Jets are going to be a shit show. I think that's what it's going to be. Actually, you know what? You probably might only get one team advancing the playoffs from the AFC East. At this juncture right now.
Hope it's the right one.
Still have plenty of time left.
And so do you, buddy. So do you. Just do this. Anyway.
Anyway.
We had a lengthy conversation between segments one show about wrestling fans being pervs and gross.
Yeah.
That just, it bothered me this week, too. Samantha Johnson posted, a photo dump on her Instagram, and one of them was her in her underwear. And, it's everywhere. All my feeds have this picture reposted.
Wait, who is it? Samantha who?
Johnson, the ring announcer for Raw.
Irvin.
Whatever.
Get the name right.
Okay, Samantha Johnson's her real name, okay? Because I've been a fan of her since America's Got Talent, but whatever. But, everyone's posting this picture everywhere. I can't escape this picture. It's just she didn't post it for you creeps to repost it. So fucking, I needed a shower. It was so gross. I felt icky.
Dude. Some camera guys too, man. I see in the indies. You see it actually in the main program too. You just see the camera guys taking blatant shots of these girls' asses.
Yeah.
It's like can we?
Gross.
They're there to wrestle, to compete.
This is Women's History Month too. Come on.
I know. Let's have some class.
Class.
Right. Yes. Be professional.
Anyway, Ken, any go home thoughts for you? Where can people find you on social medias?
You can go to my website, yourfavoriteactor.com. All my social media links are in there. The show is there as well. You can check out past interviews. You can check out our show. Meantime, you can check us out on all forms of social media at Shot of Wrestling. Our YouTube page is up and going. Different clips of this podcast are on there. Make sure you like, follow, subscribe. Is that what they say? Is that what the kids say?
Sure.
Like, share, subscribe.
Sure.
Whatever. Sure. Rate us. I personally believe we deserve 5 stars, but let us know your thoughts in the comments. And that's all I got, buddy. What about you?
Nothing. Just want to go to bed, get some sleep. That 1 hour is killing me. We lost last week. I guess I'm trying to make up for it with my body biting everything. So I'm just looking forward to getting some sleep this weekend. Get some sleep.
All right. Well, on that note, also, cheers, my friend.
Cheers, buddy. I love how AJ Pan released one of those trending videos, I'm a karaoke host, right? I'm a karaoke host. And we had a good laugh. 2 days later, you did the same exact fucking thing. It's just oh, man. Props to AJ Penn.
Did it for local media. It's been a trend going on.
Right, whatever. Props, because you got the idea from AJ Penn. Just admit it.
I didn't get it.
Shout out to AJ Penn, buddy. Hope you have a good show, too.
Multiple people have done it.
So, for Ken, I have been your host at Michael J. Putty. Until next week.
Putty, you call me Ken.
Hey, baby, I hear the bell ringing, hip tosses and body slams. Oh, my. And maybe you seem a bit confused. Yeah, baby, but I got you pinned. Ha, 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 ha. But I don't know what to do when I see them with that golden case. They're cashing it in. Authority all in my face. What is a man to do? Good night, everybody.